speech of January 2010 about the judgment. In the personal context, assessments and ultimately a judgment of situation and parties are unavoidable, and this the less, the higher the overall relevance is. Appropriateness requires the proper worldview, and a reliable judgment can basically only be delivered from a relationship with L, since the overall framework points beyond that what is immediately accessible to man. Only the intensity and depth of the relationship with L enables to deliver a well-founded judgment. A superficial relationship cannot accomplish this. It is furthermore necessary to remove everything of the ego that colors the world in its sense to view things in selflessness that is how they are. The view must furthermore be comprehensive and should not get lost in irrelevant details, but must be directed to the essentials. This requires an efficient and effective analysis and a skillful synthesis to a sustainable goal. For the judgment, there may be well-established schemata, or they can be developed and may give an orienting guideline. But it is especially to work out the specific and individual of that what is to judge, since one comes this way fast to respectable and manageable results. Who quickly comes upon the core can work from there purposefully towards the periphery to be able to create then fast a judgment by alignment with the own or available knowledge. One should purposefully define the boundaries of that what is to judge to be able to judge its complexity, and from this the further reaching means that are to consult. This may involve the professional knowledge and experts, or simply further information of the involved circle. For this purpose, one should develop simple but purposeful questions which can then be successively answered as soon as the knowings necessary for this are present. A prioritization may be after a point system, and a possibly multiple hierarchization facilitate the decision making. The effort should orientate itself by the complexity of the problem. For the actual judgment, it is advisable to take up temporarily a neutral position or that of someone else, at best that one what one developed in the relationship with L. When judging persons, it is furthermore very helpful to try to put oneself in the shoes of the person to be judged, to take up this presumed position. Without sufficiently knowing the person concerned, the judgment will be an unfounded venture.